League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
And Tony.
Hey, we have special guest here.
Ray Roberts.
Oh my God, it has been eons. This guy has been badgering me off the hook, Tony. Won't leave me alone to come on.
He been mean about it?
Not at all.
He been threatening you?
Chance right now is listening like, what the fuck?
All you gotta do is know you for too many years and
Chance has known me for a long time.
Well,
too many years. It's enough. How dare you?
He should listen better. That's how you get on here.
Yeah, that's very true. How you been, Tony? It's been a while since I've seen you.
Oh, it's been a shit week.
Why? You got HBO Go? You're all set, dude.
Well, I got HBO Now.
Yeah.
Yours kicked me out as soon as you left the house. it was knew. Like, Paul's gone, fuck you. Chernobyl, who?
It was funny. We watched Chernobyl last week. Have you heard of this, Ray?
Yeah, I haven't watched the newest one, but it's great.
Wait.
So good.
The newest episode?
Yeah, the newest episode.
Okay, right on. Because 5 comes out this Sunday.
This Sunday.
So today. And that's the last episode, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we hang out and watch Chernobyl, and he was like, yeah, let's watch Chernobyl, dude. I'm off. Like, Courtney's gone. Let's fucking kick it. And I was like, dude, my boy's back. And because we never see each other, ever. Unless I have a fire and I'm on fire, then he comes out and maybe puts me out a little
bit. I see him twice, three times a week.
We hang out.
Very normal.
You guys live far away.
Well, we're in our 30s too, so we have to hang out every day.
What's that like? I'm like 8 months away, so I got to
figure. From 30?
Actually, hold on. What's time? 11 months.
Okay, what is time? Wait, you're 11 months away?
Yeah, I just turned 29.
Yeah, right on. I was like, wait, hold on. That sounds nice. Remember those
still
days?
Have some of your birthday money.
Birthday money.
You don't get birthday money when you turn 30.
I get gift cards. That's what I got already.
Oh, so you got to sell them for half?
JCPenney's, dude. Yeah. No, I went and got brand new pillows. Oh. And
nice. Yeah, adult shit. So you're basically 30 now. That's what it's
yeah,
like.
Yeah, I know. It sucks.
That's exactly that stuff.
You're like, oh, I bought a lawnmower and I feel fucking psyched. That's 30.
So dope.
Yeah, he bought one at what, 31?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And I got one in my 31st year, too. It has a bag, dude.
So you what you're telling me like is I'm 2 years away from the real shit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, because, like, 30, like, comes
better
and
start
you're
saving
like,
now.
You're like, dude, I can still hang out. We can still have fun. And then, like, 31, you're like, going out sounds bad.
Oh,
especially
I don't
when you get
now.
Tired, that's when it's the worst. Anyways, so... We're watching Chernobyl, right? And then we record the episode, and then Tony's like, you know, I don't really feel like hanging out anymore. I'm just going to go. And I was like, all right, well, I thought we were going to watch Chernobyl. He's like, oh, well, I am. Well, later. Because I put it on his TV when I went over to his house, and I was like, motherfucker, he got me. And
it wasn't like that.
I texted him later in the week, and I was like, hey, dude, do you know that there's 5 episodes of Chernobyl? We only thought there were 3.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, yeah, Courtney got HBO Now so we can watch it together. I was like, watch it together? Wasn't that what we were doing? No.
Well, you
bought
yeah.
a subscription to get me out of your life?
No, because I wanted to also watch the other episodes that she hadn't seen with her, and we couldn't get it anywhere. She's like, well, I want them, so I'm getting them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, she was obsessed.
Okay, right on. Wow, really? She liked that show?
Yeah,
that's impressive.
It.
Yeah, my girl likes that show, too. Like, so, and that's
so
it's
dope. It's so
like, it's really good, and I think Josie would like it, but there's an episode 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a part that it would really break her heart.
It's got meaning. It's got realism.
For sure, and she doesn't like that.
Well, come on. It's the real world.
We're talking coded shit anyways.
Wake up, Morpheus.
What we think is real, because I've been reading articles on it.
I'm sure it's super fake. Like not all of it, but a lot of the events have to... It's like Bohemian Rhapsody. They're like, that didn't happen.
They just
like
blended
that.
All that shit together.
Exactly.
But like, this, I read a big article on just like a few of the things that they get wrong, but like the biggest thing everybody complains about is the British accents. And
that blew my mind. I was like, why does everyone sound like they fucking run the Death Star?
Well, it's because it's a British production.
But also, it's like, I don't know. Do you notice like in every movie, like the villain's always British usually?
Yeah.
Or like some type of like quote unquote Euro trash type deal?
I've never used that phrase, Euro trash, before.
Mm. I hear it a lot. Is it
Euro
bad?
Euro trash, yeah.
Are you not allowed to say that?
Yeah, you are if you're European.
Is that like retarded? Oh, so it is like retarded. I can't use that word.
Right.
Okay. Anyways, so they have like those
Did
accents.
You need more examples?
Yeah. Yeah, when you go to Europe.
What other words can I use, guys? Anyone want to fill me in? I'm so lost. No, so yeah, I was really bothered by the fact that everyone was English. I was like, well, this is supposed to be Russia, right?
Well, what they did, I did, because I've done research, because I don't come in here fucking around. Mm. I take this seriously.
Thank you.
At least one of us.
I know, right? Finally, dude. Ray's going to be on every episode. I've got a fact checker now.
But no, like they were going to do like Russian accents and try to get like Russian people to do it, but then they were just like, we don't want to distract people with bad Russian accents, because I guess that's just something that.
Well, you said they're going to get Russian people to do it.
Idiots will get distracted, but not real people.
That was their excuse.
Wow, you sounded like an idiot right there.
I'm real smart because I can still understand English with a Russian accent on it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been like, oh, that accent confused me.
The one that I liked a lot was, I mean, we can go to Vin Diesel, or yeah, Triple X. Like, they did a decent job with Russian accents in that one. And then wasn't Atomic Bomb, wasn't
what
that
a,
in...
What a pull.
That is a pull, because I don't remember any Russians.
From Triple X.
No, he didn't do a Russian one, but like
John
they were...
Wick are good.
I haven't seen any of the John Wicks yet.
What?
I don't know.
They've been out for a while, Ray.
It's a trilogy.
I know.
Yeah. The third one's only in theaters.
Well, here's the problem.
It's not just it's like, 6 hours.
John Wick 2 is free, and I'm not just going to like skip through John Wick 1.
I totally
get that. No, because it really does set up 2 well.
Right.
Yeah.
And so I'm not just going to watch 2 and then...
Well, it's not like one of those things like you could probably watch Matrix Revolutions before Reloaded and not care.
But why would you? Oh, never mind. I thought you were about to say the original Matrix.
No.
Did you hear that they might do a 4?
Whatever.
And fucking like Keanu Reeves is like, yeah, I'm down. And the guy that directed John Wick was like, I'm down to do whatever. Because the Wachowski sisters, they don't want to direct. They just want to write and produce probably.
Yeah.
So he was like, I'll direct it. Did you know that he was his stunt double in Matrix, the director of John Wick?
No. That's kind of cool.
That is crazy.
That's pretty neat. I think that ship has sailed and they should just...
Well, didn't... Spoilers. Didn't
leave
Neo
it where it's
fucking
at.
Die at the end? Didn't he give himself like Christ?
Yeah, he sacrificed himself to save Zion.
Yeah, so he's like dead him as hell. How's Neo coming back? Force Ghost?
I mean, it could just be like, hey, more of the Zion mud orgy.
Oh, God. Let's dance.
Like rave Let's techno
dance
mud
my,
orgy.
My mech suit. Anyways, you guys seen any cool trailers or anything? Wait, why was it a shit week for you? What happened?
Oh, it's just, it's the end of the school year and I work in schools, and so every kid was just a savage asshole.
Dude, it's not just pizza parties and fun?
No.
Wow.
It's like 100 Chromebooks dragged out of lockers that smell like fucking ass taints and like fucking like kids looking at me like, why can't I get another one? I'm like, you have an hour left in the building for the next 3 months. Go away. But dude... I'm like, slam the door. Get out of my face. And then I ate a Pop-Tart, a style I don't even like. I ate a strawberry Pop-Tart. I was so frustrated. Needed a second breakfast.
What's
know?
The style that you do like if you don't
Probably
like strawberry?
Sugar cinnamon.
Okay, yeah, that's the OG.
Birthday cake.
No, the classic brown sugar cinnamon.
Yeah, that's good. Strawberry's even better. Cherry's great.
I don't know why. It's just not strawberry to me. It's just more of like, red sugar.
Yeah.
With sugar icing.
Do you heat yours up?
Well, in this case, I just let my mouth do the work.
Okay, so
I didn't have a microwave.
I always ate mine just like regular, and I like actually made one one time. Wow.
Now, I know
it's a world
people
of difference. That's rich people shit,
butter
though.
On it after they put it in the microwave. They put it in the microwave on the pastry, the non like sugar side, butter, and then eat it upside
down.
Oh, so kind
of like a French toast?
I guess.
So the Pop-Tart just didn't kill them quick enough?
Yeah, it wasn't good enough.
Gonna lube this up.
I need some liquid butter on the outside of this
I don't
thing.
Even want to chew it. I just want it to slide down my throat.
Not just into preservatives.
So are you recovering well from the end of school? Are you done now?
No, I mean...
School?
Well, with children in the building, yes.
That's good, man.
So yeah, it is good now. It's just... There's honestly fucking mountains of computers just like stacked up. There's 20 here, 30 here, 20 on the floor, 20 downstairs. And I'm like, cool. Takes like about a minute and a half to like record each one of these and then put it where it needs to go, label it, itemize it. So about 3 minutes per unit.
Computer, yeah.
And I've got like probably 200 of them.
Wow.
So that's just
600 minutes, 10 hours. 10 hours.
Yeah, 10 hours worth of work.
Dude, just get to it, you know? Mm-hmm.
Put some OT in.
Where's my fucking Pop-Tarts?
10 hours on, you never do 10 hours on nothing. Sleeping.
Really, yeah, I've done that a lot.
Sleeping or drinking.
Both.
Maybe masturbating.
Oh, God, could you imagine? So I got this new shampoo.
Okay.
It's a conditioner and shampoo, so I'm trying to, you know.
Can't even do them separate.
No, wait, you have separate tubes?
Yeah, I got tea tree.
Who are you? Fancy? I'm sorry, tea tree? What's that mean?
Tea tree. It's a, like a fancy brand of shampoo.
Isn't that the small dinosaur? And
I do it once every 3 months. I put a little hair, wash it.
Do you condition, Ray?
I use Head and Shoulders. You don't have to.
That's what I'm saying. Is it conditioner built in?
I think so.
See?
At least what do you I'm not see doing, as if like I'm like hurting myself?
If it's good for that lady from Modern Family, like the real hot one, it's good enough for me, you know?
Is it like
it is good enough for her?
It's not like I
yeah,
have
she's their spokesperson.
Good for her.
It's not like I have the fucking one that's body wash too, okay? Like I'm
yeah,
not an
that's
animal.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that
yeah,
is.
Body wash and deodorant.
Yeah.
How's that work?
And cologne. My eyes hurt, but you know.
It's just gasoline.
It's fine. No, so I was like washing myself and stuff and okay. It had been a few days, like maybe four-ish, so like I really had to go to town and clean. And I don't know if you guys do this, but like when you clean your butt, do you clean your butt or no?
Yeah, obviously.
Okay, right on.
Well, you, like, I just take the retractable thing and I shove it up there.
Oh, the hose?
It's found.
All right.
Well, here's the problem. Do you washcloth, loofah? Do you just barehand it?
Barehand it, yeah. So,
you
like,
barehand it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, like, I get my hands soapy, and then, like, I clean my hands
if
off
only I
before.
I had a small body that I could barehand.
Yeah.
Okay, well, yeah, I am. So, yeah. But I was using shampoo.
I've got, like, a small picnic blanket that I could take it with me.
Your washcloth
on a shovel.
Thing, like, ripples out.
That's fine.
Is that a bed sheet? No, so, I use the shampoo because I'm a hairy guy, so I shampooed like down there too. Works better, I feel. And I'm like, dude, why does it feel like Jack Frost's tongue punched my asshole right now?
Oh, it's burning,
dude. But no, it was like cooling. And I look at the bottle, menthol.
Yeah,
ooh,
yeah.
That'll spice
sitting there
up
like,
your
oh,
life.
Oh, Jesus Christ, what is this?
That'll wake you
wild.
Up in the morning.
Oh God, yeah. Well, I take showers in the day.
That's like nair, dude.
That's what I was like, dude, did Josie replace my shit with Nair? She's like, fuck this classic. Hairy bitch. Like, I'm taking it all.
Trick him good. It's yeah, in my eyes. That's my eyebrows are gone.
And my eyelashes.
Yeah. Yeah,
it looks like powder.
Did you see any cool news or trailers, dude?
I saw that they are... I mean, it's not cool, but they are making Diablo 4 a mobile game.
Yeah, no, they released that last E3.
So stupid.
And yeah, I was.
I just
like,
heard about it. I didn't know that was a thing. And Baldur's Gate might be coming back, which is cool.
I know what that is.
It's a fun co-op like dungeon crawler. It's fun. And what else?
Sounds
I see?
Like a blast.
I think I saw something else that was cool.
Oh,
nope, can't remember.
Nah. Can we talk about the biggest one that I've not heard anybody talk about?
What's
and
that?
Sorry if I was real tired when I listened last week and you guys talked about
Fair
it.
Fair enough.
The Westworld trailer.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
With Aaron Paul?
With Aaron Paul, yeah. It's sick. Like, I'm super hype about it.
You like Westworld?
Oh, I love Westworld.
I'm waiting.
HBO's the best thing ever.
It
just
is,
period.
It really is. Do you have HBO Now or do you have Go?
Now.
Okay, so you pay for it. How much is it?
It's like...
Nine?
$11 or something like that. $9 or $11. It's like Barry's on there. It's the best show on TV right now. It's flying under the radar. I liked Crashing with Pete Holmes, but that's just because I'm a fucking comedy nerd. Chernobyl's on there.
Yep. Is Baskets on there?
I didn't watch that one.
Did you watch a Deadwood?
Uh-uh.
Because they're releasing a movie soon.
To like wrap it up like Firefly did.
And I think it's three seasons, like 36 episodes, but I hear it's like the shit.
I don't usually like Westerns. That's why I didn't watch Westworld forever.
I was like, dude, you just mentioned Westworld.
It's a story, man.
Which
this
totally
is a podcast.
Is a
we're building
opinion.
A there's
like
a frame.
Story. It's not a Western.
Yeah.
Someone's like, what the fuck?
I'm building a story here. But that's why it took me so long to watch it. And then somebody's like, it's got to do with robots. Give it. And I give HBO
did
series
you know,
like. No.
Yeah, there's a movie. Yeah called Westworld.
And it's hilarious because like the box is like a shitty robot with like prosthetics and a cowboy hat.
Really?
Yeah. And it's just like Westworld, and he's like, "Come and get it, partner.
Nice to see you."
It looks like a T-800's like aborted brother and like a cowboy hat just standing there, just like, "Hey,
it's a T-662."
Yeah, it's real bad.
We lit that one on fire.
But
just
there's
threw
just
it right
like
back in the
they're
trash.
Pumping so much money into these productions, and they're just so good.
Did you watch The Wire?
We started it, but it was like, it's what, 15 years old?
Dude, that first season is incredible. And I guess the third season is amazing. I got to the wall of the second season. I was like,
it's just one of those. Like, I watched most of The Sopranos a while ago.
See, I tried to start that, and I was like, ooh, I don't give a shit about this. And I heard it ends bad anyways.
The one that I liked a lot is The Shop. It's LeBron James's show where they just get, like, their hair cut, and then they interview, like, famous people.
That sounds awful.
It's like a podcast, but with LeBron James.
It's like comedians in cars getting coffee.
It's basically the same thing. It's just they're getting...
Just saying, same concept, but it's just like
but they
stars.
that was impressive.
Midair like a fucking ninja tactical.
Yeah, I was like John Wick.
Was there any Wick to catch that?
John Thick. anyways.
The name.
All right, so yeah, I haven't really seen any good trailers or anything like that.
I saw one more.
Oh my god, what's up, Tony? If you raise your hand, please
go.
With three people here, you get real confused. You're like, oh, hey, me.
Hideo Kojima's Death Stranding. It's a new game.
Yeah, with the fucking...
Mads Mikkelsen.
Well,
and...
no, the boy from Walking Dead.
No, Mads Mikkelsen and that guy.
Okay.
What's you don't even know his name.
Either do you. You said that
That's
guy.
That's why I said Mads Mikkelsen, because I don't know the other
Walking
guy.
Walking Dead with the crossbow.
Yeah, he's in fucking...
Reservoir Dogs. No.
No,
not that at
you're
all.
Thinking of Boondock Saints.
Boondock Saints, thank you.
Yeah, he's a
Norman
very...
Reedus.
Yeah.
Now we got there, guys.
Yeah, there's like eight there's other actors. There's an original soundtrack by a band in fucking...
Sorry.
I think it's a Japanese like band that plays the song during the trailer. And it looks like just wild, fucked up, like... I don't know, ghost demons that take you into the past in World War One, and like the tanks have body parts on them and you're walking by. Then you go back to the future where like you can be eaten by fucking shadows, and like everyone's got weird tech and fucking robots that follow them and help them try to like not die and take their souls to World War One. It's fucking weird, man. Little babies in fucking chambers on their chest.
I saw that in the trailer, the first one, and I was like, this looks
Guillermo
creepy.
Del Toro is a character.
I know,
in it.
Yeah. Well, no, I thought he had something to do with the production.
His name's Dead Man. But I think he might have production, but he's also, like, a character in the game.
Strange.
It looks so dope.
What games do you play, Ray? Nothing?
I've been playing Spider-Man Solitaire for, like, the last 8 months.
PS4?
Mm-hmm.
A blast, right?
It's great, but then I got to the spot. Nick Fleming kept being like, I'm not going to spoil it for you. I don't really give a shit. It's been out for a year now. But, like, when the city changes to them just, like, trying to kill you the entire time, I started getting annoyed. So I was just like, eh.
That is a rough spot.
Because I'll get like an hour or two of time, and I don't want to like... I'm trying to do the storyline and like trying to collection. I don't need to like have to stop to do Assassin's Creed shit.
I stopped playing after I beat the game, because it was like, you can get all the costumes. You can 100% it. Like, someone told me, they're like, I 100% it in like 20 hours. I was like, bullshit. I'm playing on like not super easy.
Yeah, but the second one.
But the second one, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's
a fun
game.
It's called Spider-Man.
It's super
amazing.
Cool.
Yeah, it's tight as hell.
I've lost my shit. I love the story. Mm-hmm. All that other stuff. They should just... There should be a mode where it's like, and I get that it's a big part of the story, but like, can the town just like be in a mess and not try to kill me while I'm trying to finish this?
It's a big part of the story, but at the same time, I totally agree with you. It got like monotonous to where it's like, oh my god, I'm being shot by a brigade of soldiers, and they fly now.
Yeah,
great.
They fly. You can't get them down unless you know what you're doing. And I just like, I won't play for 3 weeks, and
no,
then
so
I'll just
check
like,
it out. If you jump and press triangle, you'll fucking attach to them. And you can just beat them up.
Well,
that's,
I should try that.
Yeah, definitely. That's
when next
I,
time I
want
to do it.
Dude, I was like Googling like shit, like they tell you something at the beginning of the game that you don't use it for fucking hours and hours and hours, and I played mine along like 4 or 5 days, so like I like lost track of it. I had to like YouTube like how to fucking like bring up the map and like click something.
Mm-hmm.
Just totally.
I can't get out of my Titan right now in Titanfall 2.
Just stuck in there.
Stuck in that fucker. He's like, you go ahead. Check the corridors. I'm like, God damn it.
Where's the lock?
Do I have to hold down a button? Or flare two buttons at once?
I'm trying to think if I saw any cool trailers or anything. What about you, Ray? You see anything neat in the news other than Westworld?
Just Westworld, mostly. I don't even think... I mean, I'm super into The Bachelorette right now, but...
Really?
Yeah dude.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I watch fucking The Challenge.
Okay.
On MTV?
Yeah.
I love it.
I love dumb shit TV. Like, I don't... There's
a... That was a really nice way of saying that was dumb shit.
No, it's... I have a line in my stupid act that's like, yes, The Bachelorette's for stupid bitches, but I am, in fact, a stupid bitch. So, like, I love that stuff. So, I mean, that's what I'm sucked into right now.
Do they have, like, games on it, too?
Kind of, sometimes.
I appreciate
on certain dates.
And then everyone's fucking everybody, so then everybody gets mad at everybody.
There's only one person to fuck.
Yeah, that's why. Well,
Bachelor in Paradise, that, you might like a lot because
you might get on.
This might be right up your alley, bro.
If you like people fucking each other all the time, they take like old contestants of The Bachelor and Bachelorette and just throw them in Mexico at a resort.
Oh, with I was like, what a gangbang? Like, throw them right into this
with all ring. The like go
with all the food and booze you could ever want, and
no
they're just
TVs,
on the beach,
no phones,
nothing, and
so
they're just
all you
like
have to do
all
is get
them.
Drunk,
get drunk, bang each other, get in fights. They're like, and then what they'll do is
that's
like
the real world or like the challenge. Basically.
Well, right, but then they'll just like bring new people in every week, and it'll be like, oh, these people have been together for 4 out of the 6 weeks of this thing, and then like all of a sudden this like
this
knockout comes
pops in.
Yeah, it's awesome,
dude. Okay, there was, I can't remember what show it was, but this fucked me up. So like, they would put two people at a resort, and then like they wouldn't know that they were there. Like they both won trips, right? But they were exes, and then
oh, on MTV,
yeah. And then like they had this, and then they had the people that were dating the people that won. They could only go by themselves. They would have them come into a different room and see if they cheat.
Yeah.
With each other, but there would be so they didn't have monitors.
And they would like set them up to cheat. Like it wasn't like they'd just be like doing challenges
right next to each other, and then one gets maintenance on it and shit like that. But anyway, so like fucking like they had this lamp in the middle of the room where the two like boyfriend and girlfriends of the other people were sitting there, and if they were touching, it would light up. So it's just them in a room.
Watching a light blink on.
Yeah.
And the best is when they would end up like sleeping with each other. Like the light would just be on.
Yeah. The whole time. Like it would touch and they'd be like, oh, well, maybe that was nothing. And then it just glow and you're just like,
maybe she's choking.
He's trying to save her. He's trying to save her, right?
They must have passed out. Is there a gas leak?
Does he have a huge dick? Tell me. I'm really worried. And then the people would end up like revenge fucking a wild show. Wow. I can't
That's like Dating Naked is my all-time favorite show. If there's a spot to watch the archives, that's the best television.
Dating Naked?
It was
I assume
on,
that you just date naked.
Yeah, it was on VH1.
Okay.
Like so it was like the same idea the exes show. Like you'd have two people who they would like say should be perfect for each other. They would go on the first date together, naked, and then they would get two other people for each one of the original people to date just to make sure it works. Best episode of television ever. This one chick dates the main guy. They like knock it out of the park. They fall in love. They end up like hooking up on the first night. Then his second date is like an 11 out of 10. So he falls head over heels for her.
Jesus.
Her first date other than him is just like this giant dork. So then she's like alone with this dude. And then their third date, the second date of the girl and the third date of the guy, they end up hooking up. So the poor original chick is just sitting there by herself by the end of it. Because one of them left just naked by herself watching all these people who are supposed to be perfect for her like hook up.
That is wild.
It's the best television.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Do you watch any dog shit like that, Tony?
I mean, the dog shit I watch is more like, you know, just reality TV. That's like,
well, that's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
Hey, Tony, I'm Paul. Welcome to iGary. Like,
I told you that I watch. I sometimes get stuff confused.
Yeah, no, I just watch like, you know, like reality TV, I guess.
I watch same fucking way. Beach Hunt Bargain Front. Wait, Beachfront Bargain Hunt.
Wow, that was tough.
Yeah,
you said it.
And then
I was like,
there's
I
also
get
Lakefront Bargain Hunt. So if you're more of a lake show, or you like that clear water.
Yeah, if you're kind of scared of oceans, too big for you, we got lakes.
You like
too
a freshwater scenario? We got a fucking property for you here. Yeah. And they go, and it's a bargain hunt. So they have to hunt for a bargain on these shores that are very prestigious. And so they'll come and they'll be like, yeah, like we're not poor, but we're not rich. Like we have a $150,000 budget. And they'll go and they'll be like, this one's $290,000. Do you want it? And they're like, it's a little out of our range, but
you mean double?
You can't pass that lake view up. I'll take it.
So it's a retail, like a house.
Yeah, it's a housing show.
Okay,
it's
right
on like HGTV or something.
Yeah, definitely.
I like other channel stuff too. The Kardashians are very enjoyable.
Oh God, do you watch that?
Seen a lot of it.
Really? You can lose hours in that stupid show.
It's unreal how annoyingly, like, enjoyable annoying it is.
I'm so stoked that Josie doesn't like that. She likes, like, dating shows and game shows. It. Like, I like that because there's, like, competing. I'm like, ooh, shit, can they
Below
do this?
Deck, that's another one that and that's just my girl walk home. Like, I'll
is
get
it called
home.
Below Deck?
Below Deck. It's
like
about...
Blow Dick?
Oh. No, like, take her below deck and fuck her.
Yeah, but, like you know, like, the joke fucking, like, blow me out, Trebek. The fucking Sean Connery
So
shit.
We're gonna move on.
Damn it. You wow, dude, he took over the show.
But no, it's like they take like the crew on like these like super yachts. These people will buy like these crazy super yachts and then they just charter them out.
Yeah.
And these people like rent them out and the story's about like or the show is about the people who work on the boat. And it's just like a whole bunch of like...
Oh, it's like Party Down.
Yeah, like a bunch of real hot people
like
working on boats.
Yeah.
And it's, I mean, they make stupid cash doing it.
I also like this one fucking miniseries about people that work on like big productions, like fucking the biggest cruise ship on Earth, the largest plane on Earth, like the biggest concert hall on Earth for like food.
Yeah.
And it's just how you prep like 800 meals for a transcontinental flight or, you know... 10,000 meals for a fucking 20-day
They used to do that shit
on
like, History Channel.
It's called,
was that
like, Megafood or something like that. Yeah,
it's so cool.
It's badass. He's like, we've got 9,000 pounds of crab. Bring it in, Gus! Beep, beep, beep.
Just on a pallet.
They have to, like account for the weight of 800 meals on a plane.
There's
insane.
A dude who runs it, and he's like, I've got 20,000 pounds worth of food. This has to sit right. It has to flow right.
And they have to time it out so it's not sitting there like wilting and shit.
Bro.
It's crazy.
We got to get rid of one piece of cheese on each sandwich now. We're going down.
It's more like, oh, it's dinner time. Cool. How many plates? 800 again? Okay.
Well, but it's all like fucking here's your turkey salad sub.
No, dude. It's like here's another fuck. Here's like buttered lobster. Here's like fucking asparagus, like fried asparagus and like stuffed chicken breast.
That
like,
sounds fucking horrific.
It is horrific because it's all fresh.
Well, yeah, I used to work like in dining services at Kent, so like you just have to get like the same thing ready for 700 people a day. But like they have to do individual. It's like doing a wedding. But
you guys do a lot of
people.
Soups.
Yeah, there's
I feel like
soup
was easy. Like be easy. Just like make a vat of this.
That's where I learned that like people put bacon in the oven instead of just like putting in a frying pan. Like they would just put in like. 10
a whole,
like 10 pans of bacon. I was like,
someone's like,
this
hey,
is incredible.
We need 90 pounds of bacon fried up now.
Go stand in front of it.
You got one skillet, you're like, oh god.
You know where I learned that? Epic Mealtime.
Okay.
They would be like, let's make a cheeseburger. 20 pound sauce boss burger.
What do you think happened at Epic Mealtime? Is this
still
going?
It
still
goes, but it's got like 10%
of what it was.
It's really like sad. Like,
you know that dude used to be a teacher?
No.
Yeah. And then his kids started seeing his videos, and they're like, yo, you should quit and like just do that, because that's awesome.
Yeah, and it took off, but yeah, they always were like, all right, we're going to need 5 pounds of fucking saucy bacon.
I mean, he
and
has
they put
to
it
be
on trays, bake it, and then it's done.
Like a millionaire, like hand
oh,
over
yeah,
fist.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that dude's on, he's been in films, like little shitty films
and
stuff.
He
does
in,
Gillette.
He was in Tusk.
Commercials.
Kevin Smith's movie.
He does all kinds of shit. Yeah, he's fine. His merch alone, his stupid sauce boss shit.
Oh, and fucking like bacon.
Yep.
I hated bacon. I hate bacon now because it was like so like, everyone's like, fucking bacon, just like pizza. Oh, fucking I hate trendy shit. Anyways, what's, Ray, give us your top five movies now.
Top five movies of all time?
I didn't even text him about this. I didn't want to spring it
Why
on him.
Why would you do this?
We'll do the ones that I watch the most. Because,
okay.
Like,
that's good.
If all something gets
right.
stuck in
movies,
my head.
How about that? Not top five of all time or whatever.
Wedding Crashers.
Nice. I like that.
Used
to fall asleep to that movie, so that's probably on my list.
I used to watch all the time. Almost Famous.
Okay.
Did I say Dark Knight yet? Dark
no,
Knight.
No, I fell asleep to that one a lot too. It's the same person. This is weird.
You know.
Yeah.
If you need one extra large and one medium, you know where to find us.
You need to get some glasses. You got three.
I got three. I'd hate to do Adventureland. I love.
Really? That's
I know.
A weird one.
It's my depression movie. Like, that's,
oh my god, that movie's not that uplifting.
I know. It's like I'm just gonna be between that and Almost Famous. I watched like there was a year that I watched both of those movies probably 50 times.
Jesus,
in a year.
Almost Famous is rough at times because like it is like heartbreaking.
Oh, dude, try being like a little bit like Four Loko drunk and then try. trying to watch it in like a darkly lit room on a computer. Like, it's just, you're not even watching on a TV. That's where your life
is. Like, I had a rip of it. I didn't want to pay for it.
It's on YouTube. Like, I've bought it on YouTube.
Wow.
Buy movies on YouTube?
Yeah. I've bought two.
Do you?
No, I haven't, but it offers it. When you, if you,
I know it offers it, but who? I was like, who the fuck clicks?
Well, the other one that I bought on YouTube is Charlie Wilson's War, all time favorite movie.
Dude, Philip Seymour Hoffman is so fucking dope in that movie.
Charlie Wilson's War.
I don't think I've ever seen
Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks.
Nah.
What's her face from Pretty Woman is in it?
Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts.
She plays like a Texas, like, what is she called?
Billionaire lady. Billionaire-esque. Like, yeah. Like, fucking Philip Seymour Hoffman again.
Oh my god.
It's just, I don't know if he won anything off it. I think he did. It once.
I think he got a Golden Globe.
But like, he should have gotten an Oscar for best supporting actor
it's
in that
unreal.
Role.
Like,
it's Golden Globe TV.
No, that's Emmy. Golden Globe and Oscar are movie.
I found that because, I mean, I'm a big politics nerd, and just like that whole movie, but his character is just perfect.
He's such a little asshole. He wishes he was kind of a spy, but he's smarter than everyone in the room.
Right.
He's fucking great. Like, he comes in and gives him a gift, and he's like, this isn't going to blow up in my face, is it? He's like, no, just. And like slides it away from him. He's like, no, just go ahead and open it. Like, fucking just fucks with people. Like, he's just, I don't, he's smart.
I don't even think I've ever heard you talk about this movie.
It's one of those ones where you, but like you watch it and you see people in it and you're like, oh, this person's in it. Oh, this person. Yeah. It's like one of those, it was quietly like really good.
With Philip Seymour Hoffman, he usually like is like, you have to watch this. You have to watch this.
I think it, like, he was like, dude,
a
little too much
that you gotta see
of a drama. No.
Raindrop.
This one, it does have its moments. It's a political drama about the Afghan conflict and like what we did to try to help the Afghanis from the Russians during when Chernobyl was happening. Mm-hmm. Like,
okay,
like this was that time period. So they were trying to fuck over fucking Afghanistan. Then they had their nukes blow. Mm-hmm. And so now, yeah, like it does coincide in time. It's awesome.
It's
good.
It's a great movie. And it's easy to watch, too. Also, like, it's a quick hour and a half. Like, you can...
I think it's probably my favorite Julia Roberts. Like, she's awesome in that.
Yeah, everybody's
she's
great.
Hilarious.
Like, nobody... The young weapons expert guy. Yeah. I forget what else he's in, but I saw him in something else, and I was like, oh, of course it's him. Like, he's just brilliant. Like, a little bit, like, autistic. Like, he's very...
Yeah, yeah. He's playing chess with, like, 10 people in the park.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck you guys. Like, you can make fun of me, but just tell me what you want.
10 out of 10 Armageddons, guys.
Wow. Armageddons.
Yeah, fuck Deep Impact. Wow. I'm Armageddon over
Holy
Deep Impact.
Shit.
I've been waiting years.
You don't like Tia Leone, bro?
I've been waiting years.
You like Armageddon more than Deep
Impact?
Yes. Have you never rode a dirt bike?
No. I'm not that badass.
They do well in mountains.
They go right up hills, bro.
Yeah, when you are trying to escape a fucking tidal wave.
Steve Buscemi does ride a nuke. And there's Gatling guns on
Gatling's
ships
guns,
in space.
He goes space crazy or whatever they call it.
Yeah, he's got the space madness.
Yeah, they've got explanations for every campy bullshit in that movie, and it makes me happy.
Excel head first into their own campiness.
They're like, this is a terrible
thing. At,
well,
Deep Impact is a crusher.
I will say that
I didn't cry at the end of Armageddon.
You cried at Deep Impact?
Dude, when that wave hits the dad?
Dude.
She's like, I'm
and
scared,
the daughter
dad.
Nucks on that. That's tight, dude.
Yeah, sad stuff.
That's a real man.
Sorry, guys. Everybody's allowed to be wrong. It's not.
You're not here.
We fucked them good. Yeah.
Not here.
Come around here.
You fucking switched our scale, took over the show.
Deep Armageddon. It's crazy.
Fucking horrible idea.
I love you're like, I've been bottling that up for years.
I've been waiting.
We have Twitter, man.
He just leaves.
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've said something about it.
That could have
been Armageddon. Yeah, I can see that being something that was said.
All right, let's hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Tony, what'd you see?
I saw Sisters Brothers.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, it's great.
So it was kind of slow.
It was slow, but it was also like a strange like art flick for both those actors.
Yeah, John C. Reilly wasn't as funny as I thought he would be. Joaquin kind of like had more of like the, I don't know, like the comedy role of
being like the drunkard brother. And like the hard ass, kind of
like
the killer.
John C. Reilly was like the loving older, or was he older?
Yeah,
yeah, older brother.
Like, take care of my little brother.
But he's way more of a badass than I am.
Yeah,
yeah. Have you seen Sisters Brothers? What do you give it to him?
It's like eight deep impacts.
Because
I really like the setting, and there was some pretty dope story.
Yeah, I enjoyed it a lot. You should check it out, Ray. It's a Western.
It's a Western.
Though.
You'll love it.
Oh,
no,
I don't
robots.
Like Westerns.
Yeah, then you won't like it.
You
won't
do
like
I,
it.
But
have you ever seen 310 to Yuma?
I'm not. It's is it a Western?
Yes. It is. Then but it's got it. Ben Foster and like Christian Bale and Russell Crowe.
Okay.
It's and incredible.
Russell Crowe plays a fucking bad guy, like murderer, fucking gang leader. Ben Foster plays his lieutenant who like is dressed in like the old leather garbs of like dead Confederate soldiers he's killed. And he, dude, all three of the actors are fucking awesome in that movie.
Is anybody entertained when Russell Crowe goes and does his crime?
Oh, yeah, they all are, because he sticks his head out the window and he goes, listen, I'm
is
drawing
that not
pictures.
What you came for?
That was a solid gladiator.
There's
slip
more
right
gladiator
there.
References later.
He, what do you mean?
I'll tell you.
Okay. So, yeah, you should check it out, though. Have you seen...
if you have to watch a Western, that'd be the best one to watch.
True Grit, too.
Yeah, that's the one that everybody tells me to watch.
I watch it over True Grit.
Westerns. I just don't like the... My grandpa watched, like, all those old spaghetti Westerns when I was a kid. It's like, this is the most boring
shit
bullshit.
Ever. Yeah, sure.
And it just turned me off from it
forever. True Grit, and I think that's free on Vudu right now. I don't know if you're familiar with Vudu.
Yeah, I got a Roku TV. They shove it down my throat all the time.
Dude, Vudu's tight. It's free. And you can put all your Blu-rays on there?
Are you sponsored by Vudu? Go watch Vudu.
Yay. Dude, I'm telling you.
I can't
not,
read.
Dude,
brought
better
to you
than
by
fucking,
Napa Auto Parts and Vudu.
I wish Napa Auto Parts.
Man, if only.
Napa know-how, dude. Anyways, fucking... it's better than YouTube TV, though, I think.
All right.
I got it, and I'm like, these movies are cut. I watched Godzilla. It's cut.
What are you talking about?
They cut the movies when you record them on YouTube TV. They cut them because they're from networks. It's like their presentation of the movie. It's not the actual whole movie.
Oh, that's annoying.
Oh, my God. It's awful.
Oh, I never noticed.
Well, you watched Transformers, I think, only on it, so you probably didn't notice like the crap cut out because you're not
no,
like
it's
a
all
huge...
crap, yeah. Because when you're looking at only shit, yeah.
Right. Oh, my God. They cut out a bunch of talking. That's sick.
Yeah. Someone looking at the sky.
But yeah, Godzilla. I watched that, and... I really liked the movie the first time I saw it in theaters, but like rewatching it, I'm like, damn, like there is a lot of bullshit in this movie.
There's 10 minutes of Godzilla.
Is that the supercut?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have the That's other it. One, the fucking Maha or some shit like that. It's like MOJA or some shit. It's like the fucking mobile, I don't know what it's called. The creature.
Oh.
There's two of them. They go
Mufon
and fuck.
Or something. Mofu. Yeah. Mufu.
Wow. Fuck you, man.
Yeah. Mapu. Boop boop.
I give it like 6.5 Deep Impacts, but I am very excited to go see Godzilla this Sunday.
I hope it's better than its little brother.
Yeah, me too.
It's going to be big. There's going to be a fuck ton of monsters in that motherfucker.
Dude, they said like 16.
That's wild.
16 kaiju.
That's wild.
I'm ready. Ray?
Bachelorette.
Powerful. Damn powerful again. Stuff.
We went
how
over
many,
that.
How many, Deep Impacts do you give it?
10.
10.
Wow.
10.
Wow.
This season is the best season so far. Like, I got super into it last season of The Bachelor. This season, The Bachelorette's the best one I've ever watched. Usually, it's hard to, like, watch 30 dudes go after one chick because you can't even just, like...
Really?
Because
I do that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, that's Come called on. Public, but...
Tony's Pornhub.
But I don't know. It's
30 on one is the 30. Only thing I Google search.
It's usually more fun to watch, like, 30 chicks go after the one dude, because at least you can, like, I don't at some point, you're like, oh, this is a hot chick. Like, you can get into that, but now I'm just like...
Well, that's a hot dude.
Luke P's got a set of pecs on him. Yeah. Like, that nobody... like, you just
they
see yourself
quit.
Saying weird things. Like, he's got a great personality. She's gonna... Yeah. And it's just fun, and it's stupid.
I'd suck and fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, just weird shit you say when you're watching it, yeah.
Yep.
What else is he
cool, 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 cool. wait, my phone's locked. One sec. I saw, Skyscraper.
Oh, how'd you like that?
It didn't scrape the top of the fucking charts.
Were you angry
me.
That they didn't use a person that actually was an amputee?
Why does he have to be
he's
an amputee?
He's acting like one.
I'm just saying, like, that's like the
no,
because
I know, but like, that's what my question about that
silly,
movie is. Why does he have to be
It's a silly device in the movie that serves no purpose other than like beating people with.
And
a limb.
He like catches like a
it's
rope with it one
stupid.
Time.
That's almost how I feel about our movie of the week or whatever. Is like
Roadhouse?
They just no the other
oh,
one.
Oh my bad, the fucking rim. Yeah,
we'll get to it. But yeah, like yeah, when they just sure. bring shit up just to have it there for
oh,
something
yeah,
like
totally
a plot device.
Hey, throw that in. Yeah, this movie was just a spectacular.
I fell asleep
pile of boring
17 minutes in.
I honestly was like, the building's kind of cool, I guess. It looks cool. Like, I don't care about the room at the top of the world that's a bunch of LCD monitors.
Oh, spoilers. I didn't see that part.
Who cares?
How does The Rock do?
Oh, The Rock does his job.
He was,
but it's not a good character for him because it's just boring dad fighting mindless
he's
bad
too
guys.
Young for that. He needs to like grow yeah. some gray hair out and just he's go into that. He hair. Plays 15 years younger
he
than
plays
he is.
The good soldier who right. got hurt. Right. That's it. That's all his character. Not like Jumanji where it's fun and different, or like Moana when he's a funny character, like or being the Rock.
Are you excited for that fucking Hobbs and Shaw or whatever the fuck?
No, not really. I know that I kinda everyone's
am.
Excited.
Every time I see it, because I haven't even watched Fast Furious 8. I haven't watched... I got 10 minutes in, and I love Fast and
I
Furious.
I think I've seen the first three.
I watched the first 10 minutes of 8, and I was like, this fucking blows, and I don't even care.
Shocking.
And it's my favorite... That's my favorite, like, series of movies, and I was just like, I'm not...
What
I'm done.
More
I'm
than
out.
A Saw movies?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, more than any other franchise?
Yeah.
More than...
Star Wars?
Pokemon? More than Star Wars. Way, especially with the new shit that they're doing with it, way more than Star
wow.
Wars.
Wow. Again, horrible idea. This is
shocking.
Sorry,
shocking
guys.
Revelations
sorry,
it's here tonight.
It's terrifying.
Beep, 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 beep. This just in.
You should vet your guests more.
I really what do you really like?
I need to get some questions. Like
no,
a
it's just funny.
Like, fill this out.
You're, like, nah, you're excited about it, too, but you're not.
The more I see the previews on it, you can see
yeah.
those characters working together, but you're like...
Yeah, it's fine.
Do you read Chase Serrano at all?
Mm-mm.
Okay, he does cultural writing for The Ringer, and like his big thing is like, how do you go from like the one dude killed... Spoilers for anybody who cares about Fast and Furious, but like he kills Hobbs' brother, and
fuck.
Then like...
Yep.
Or Hobbs kills Shaw's brother, whatever. Whoever's, and then, like, whoever the bad guy
so
is. And then the bad guy's, like, the biggest bad guy in the entire world. And now they're just like, hey, we're buds
and I
now.
Think the big bad guy now is a sister.
Yeah.
In the preview. So it's all family affair. It's all bullshit. I didn't like Skyscraper for another reason. And no, just because it's a spectacle for the sake of spectacle and it's not Die Hard.
Sure.
Even though it wants to be Die Hard.
Oh, definitely.
Slash, why would they need to hire an amputee to play an amputee? He's an actor. If he acts like an amputee, that's his job.
I totally agree with you.
That's his job.
Yeah, to play something he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
that's
just like
the
in this
goal.
Day and age, like people got all up goal. On Bryan Cranston shit because he wasn't a quadriplegic when he played that movie with Kevin Hart.
I mean...
Like, they're like, you took away a job from a quadriplegic. So when fucking Skyscraper came out, I tweeted like, why are you leg washing the business?
But how many amputee actors are
that's
out there?
Leg washing, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll never know.
That's true. That yeah. would have been like, and I kind of get it because that would have been like,
there was
their
one
like,
motherfucker with a SAG car being like, I can't believe this shit.
Right. And that might have been their spring. So I guess that might be the point. Well, it's not going to be their springboard because nobody's going to go see this fucking movie
springboard.
If The Rock's not
no,
in
it.
Like,
it would be produced. It would be a fucking Netflix original
right.
with no fucking marketing.
And they would sell it as like, this person lost this in Iraq on an IUD.
I just don't understand. Like, that's the. The purpose of an actor is to portray other people besides
like the
themselves.
Scarlett Johansson not being able to play a transgender person. Is that what the big deal was?
That was one of them. Also, her playing fucking Ghost in the Shell lead. They said that they took that they whitewashing.
Well, I could see that one maybe a little bit more because there's a million Asian actors. But
agreed.
Oh, a Zhang Ziyi would have been great in that.
Is that real?
She's in Crouching Tiger. Zhang Ziyi. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, man. You know,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's in the desert. You know. Yeah. The one that wobbles is the sword.
I know it sounded racist. It wasn't.
She gets hit with a stick by fucking
some blind guy. I don't know.
Jet Li or whoever.
Oh, I forgot a trailer. Oh,
okay, cool. Back in the news.
We're going nowhere.
Sorry.
This is a long
the
one.
The Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you're Rick fucking Dalton.
Yeah.
Don't you forget it.
That's going to be a cool fucking
That's
going
to be a cool movie.
Yeah, I'm stoked for that.
Bruce Lee and Charles Manson, they meet in that movie?
That's a weekly recommendation in itself. Go watch the trailer because it's going to be...
That's fair. I'll take that. How many impacts?
I give the trailer nine.
Wow.
Because, I mean, I've watched it twice since
not
I've seen
lie.
The trailer. Just
yeah, I've watched it twice.
I've not seen it yet.
Yeah, it's good.
And you told me last week, I think.
Yeah,
yeah,
good.
I forgot to. I saw Leviathan. Oh, what do you give Skyscraper?
Two.
Okay. Leviathan. This is with Peter Weller? RoboCop? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, old?
Yeah, 1989, I think.
Yeah, what the fuck are you watching? What?
So, Leviathan. It's like Aliens meets the Abyss meets the Thing.
Yeah, but no one's heard of it, so it failed in all three of those.
I think you've seen this movie. The dude from Ghostbusters. Oh, fuck. Hang on, let me find out his name.
The dude from Ghostbusters? Dan Aykroyd?
No.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray?
Nope, keep going.
I don't know. Oh, God.
Ernie, what's his
Hudson.
Face? Yeah.
Ernie Hudson, thank you. Third on the list. but yeah, Ernie Hudson's in it, and the dude that played Marv in Home Alone.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so they're all like on the sub, and it's like they have like 24 hours or whatever. And
a
they,
sub.
Marine. No, my bad. It's like a fucking like a compound in the middle. Okay. They're miners or some shit. Anyways, they find this abandoned sub, like the sunken like Russian sub or whatever, and there's like an alien on it in the vodka because they're trying to crossbreed people with fish to make the ultimate human so they can work underwater all the time and shit.
Cool.
And, dude, it's tight. And then, like, they're, like, fucking shit starts, like, breaking out of people's chests. It's exactly like Alien. It's a lot like the thing because there's, like, a face in the monster's back that's, like, the human it spawned from.
How shitty does it look?
It's not good, but, I mean, like, it's...
Yeah, it's 89. I mean, it's... Nice and campy. It's not going to look great.
But it's not, like, terrible, you know?
Yeah. Is it as good as The Abyss?
Oh, come on. it's not as good as The Thing, either. It's not as good as Alien. But, like, it's right in that realm, and it's very enjoyable. I'll give it, like, 7.
Okay.
7 deep impacts. Ray, is the only thing you've seen The Bachelor, because I'm going to stop going to you if it is.
The Office.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Yeah,
fucking.
Dude, I spent
my... Did you also play a game you've already played once?
Yeah.
I'm still playing Spider-Man. I don't know if I told you guys that.
Yeah, I beat a level I already beat in Spider-Man, too.
You know they're trying to kill you? The whole city? Everyone. They fly.
10 out of 10 for The Office, even the last season.
That's a good one. If you guys haven't seen it yet, go out and see
it. That's my depression thing. It's like I fucking like lay on a couch and just watch The Office for hours on end. When I'm like blue and like feeling down, like that is like my old friends, like revisiting that. That's a huge one for me.
I can change it if you Barry, that one, like the season finale.
You're taking
I finally
two
caught
turns
up.
Now?
Sorry, I gotta. This will be the last week. Skip me for the rest. That show, 10. I know I brought it up earlier. 10 out of 10, especially the finale.
Is it a comedy?
Two. Yes.
It is a strict
kind
comedy?
Of. No. It's like a dark comedy.
Because I've seen clips and I was like, fuck, it looks weird.
Give it 3 episodes. Bill Hader is, after watching him do that, and then like you dive back into old SNL Bill Hader, and you just like see the different ranges he's had as an actor. It's incredible. Like that guy's insane.
Bill's awesome.
Good. He's crazy good. In Adventureland, he's awesome. Like they filmed all that, and him and Kristen Wiig filmed all their scenes in one day.
Just for Adventureland. Adventureland.
Damn.
And like it's
Ray's favorite movie. So,
I mean, it's Bill Hader is probably up there on my favorite actors right now, just because he's.
You see the skeleton twins? Okay, that's him and Kristen Wiig as well. And I can't bring myself to watch it because I feel like it's going to be like a drama. And I'm going to get bummed because I would love to see them.
He's a great drama actor. That's
like
the one thing that kills me
twins.
About the show.
I don't know.
Yeah, but they kind of do that.
But
anyways,
there's not like
that's
a
like
robot in sight. So like, I don't know if I want to spend my time doing that. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Yeah.
There's no robots in Barry either. So.
But if it's funny, I like that.
It's kind of. It's
dramas are rough for me. You know?
It's like it's a very it's a dramedy kind of deal, but like it's like very dark comedy.
I like
it's
dark comedy.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's
I was about
good,
to say
good.
Like Death at a Funeral, the British one. Loved it.
It's funny.
Dark comedy,
fucking funny, yeah.
And it's kind of slow, you know? All right, so what? How many deep impacts? 10 out of 10?
9, yeah. 10.
9, 10.
20, who
somewhere
knows?
In there.
Solid.
What do you see?
I also watched The Beach with my boy Leonardo DiCaprio.
Dude,
and a French
like a,
girl and a French guy.
Once every 6 months for you.
It's because it still is my sort of weird
Have
bohemian
you seen this movie?
Dream.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so...
Early 90s.
This is like right after Titanic, Leo.
Yeah.
And this is when everyone abandoned him. The Beach is so tight, though. It's sick.
Such a tight movie.
There's a scene where he runs in like 16-bit because he's going nuts in the jungle alone. It's wild as fuck. You should check it out.
I've been getting deeper into DiCaprio movies.
He's so good.
Like Basketball Diaries, that, like What's Eating Gilbert. Like just great, ridiculous roles for
What's
a young
Gilbert
guy.
I've seen it when I was way young.
Dude,
yeah, like,
it's sad as fuck. Don't watch it again.
He plays... Well, he plays in
he
that
plays
movie.
What? He plays what?
I can't say.
Word you can't
word.
Say. We went over
yeah.
this.
Yeah, I learned.
Oh,
I grew. I saw. Anyways, what do you give it?
Oh, like a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
It's like my dream.
He loves The Beach.
And
like,
my
he turned
nightmare.
Me on to it. I was like, dude, this movie's going to suck. And
it's,
I watch it. It's so sick.
It's called
really
The Beach. It looks corny on the cover even. And
it
then,
looks like a love story. It looks douchey as fuck.
Tilda
it
Swinton's
is.
In it. Like, it's dope actors. The dude from Trainspotting.
Ewan McGregor.
No, the crazy Bigby, I think his name was, in Trainspotting.
Yeah. The guy that's always smoking and
fucking
playing
pool.
Yeah,
he's always like, listen the fuck up! Like, he's the loud, crazy one. He's in
always pulling out a gun somehow. They're like, please stop being violent. He's like, I can't!
And they filmed it, like, in this actual location, this stupid paradise.
It's, yeah, it is
stupid
gorgeous.
Stupid paradise, yeah. It's cool.
Yeah, it's very underrated and very under the radar. I saw Mad Max Fury Road.
Fucking hey, dude.
Dude.
I got a hard on, this? Dude, made of fucking chrome.
Ray, what are you doing?
Look, man, I create art.
oh, I didn't know we had our so ourselves a little Shel Silverstein in here.
Dude, I mean, who knew?
Drawing the pictures himself.
Fucking Armageddon, I create art. Sorry, oh, I came on your movie podcast. I talking about the greatest
of Look, arts. Guys, I did my homework on the other two. Did I didn't know awesome I needed to do 20 cool hours. Stuff. Yeah.
That's it.
But if something's good, like, I got, I get sucked into it, and I like it's got to be real good.
Post-apocalyptic fucking, like, you know. Mutants fighting each other on the road.
Have you seen any of the Mad Maxes? How about that? That's a better question.
Yeah, yeah. I was just trying to go broad, dude. I was going broad.
You ever play Fallout?
I just need to get around.
Fallout and cars?
Yeah, I just need to get around to seeing it. It's one of those things.
Have you seen any of the Mad Maxes?
I saw, like, the original, like, when I was a kid.
The original's way rough. What's the second one?
Fucking,
not
Thunder,
Thunderdome.
Not Thunderdome. Fucking The Road Warrior.
Road Warrior is sick, and it's good, Mel Gibson. They're all good in their own right, but the first one's, like,
it's low
really
budget. Just like
I
Dead,
saw the
Evil
California Love music video. Is that pretty spot on? Or
yeah, that's what they were kind of basing it off of.
Seen the movies?
Okay,
great.
Because in that movie, like Tupac has like a pad.
Yeah,
Thunderdome's
so
like,
I've
kinda,
seen them. I get it.
Perfect.
Thunderdome.
California
like,
Love music video. 10 out of 10.
You ever wanted to see Charlize Theron with a robot arm?
Dude, she is sick in it. That's why they should have called it like Furiosa Fury Road. Because like she is incredible. But yeah. Tom Hardy is Mad Max in it.
I love Tom Hardy.
He's have you ever seen fucking Legend?
What's that one?
The one where he's twins?
Him and his brother are like British gangsters.
It's him and him.
You know what I mean? He's playing him and his brother.
I don't think so. I don't
him
think I've seen
twin.
So like it's double. They fight together. They
oh, that'd be
it's
cool.
Him
it's
him acting
cool.
against himself. It's incredible. Like I was so stoked for Venom because I know
he won me over with Venom because Venom was a trash movie, but
wow,
he was so good. He was so good in that movie.
I know, but you really late to the party on Tom Hardy, dude.
I know. Inception? Well, that's I liked him in Inception.
Peaky Blinders.
I haven't watched Peaky Blinders,
you
but I liked
should.
Him in Inception. I liked him in because he was in Dark Knight too.
Oh
he?
My God!
Like I liked him, but like
Rises.
In Venom, like when he's the only one.
He was Bane.
Yeah, Bane, whatever, whichever one it was.
Fucking, what's that fucking movie with, damn it, he's in the plane the whole time? Dunkirk.
I never watched Dunkirk because I don't have a TV
big
enough.
He's like, oh, perhaps I should shoot down this plane. The whole time. It's good. You
Dunkirk's
like
okay.
Anyways, fucking, he plays Mad Max, and he is awesome in it. The whole movie's incredible. It's fucking sick.
It's one of the most beautiful things on screen, because it's so, everything's practical.
I saw
like
it.
Like, they built, like, V8 fucking, like, limousines
that
made out of, like, fucking rusted steel. It's crazy.
When you watch a car get blown up, it's being blown up in front of you, like, on digital film.
It's staggering how much practical went into it. It's so dope.
And like the how they use the vehicles as weapons is like super unique and like I don't know. It's a blast of a movie. Like 10 out of 10 Deep Impacts, I think.
And
right?
Yeah, 10 for me because it's also like the universe is so subtly well built. Like they're he's like we need to get gasoline like instead of gasoline. Like you'll arise shiny and chrome in Valhalla and they spray paint their like teeth and then like go. Suicide bomb someone.
And they never really explain
like,
it. You're just kind of
nuts.
In it.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
It's just a nuts post-apocalyptic world.
I hate that, but like this movie, like I really dug it because it's like enough. They give you enough to where you're like, okay, that's cool.
But they don't spoon feed it to you. I hate that shit. That's
exposition.
That's what always gives
comes.
Me away. Yeah, it's just like,
no
this
says,
is why we do this. It's like, no, yeah, I can catch on. Like,
no,
I'm.
Dark Knight Rises was one of the worst. She's like, he's like, oh, you mean the clean slate? The one that would. And like, just explain. I was like, fuck.
That would wipe someone's entire profile?
And now that dude is the villain. In every fucking movie ever, dude. He's like in Rogue One. He's in fucking Ready Player One.
Yeah.
Like, he's like just infiltrated Hollywood somehow with his weird lisp.
What's his fucking name? Son? He's someone's son. Someone famous is very famous.
No,
son.
So they're paying.
I
that dude's
think
like
so.
55.
I think so. Still. Got them famous families, and Barrymore's didn't come out of nowhere.
Drew Barrymore's doing coke when she's 7 years
and her
old.
Her dad's like, come on, I gotta get a career going. Don't go dying on me.
Yeah,
yet.
You're an ET.
Yeah. That's your new role.
And
freshen up.
Fire starter. Here's some cocaine.
Here's some coffee and cocaine. Focus.
You're gonna marry Tom Green one day, huh?
What's that? He's Canadian.
Don't
love
worry.
Him.
He's,
loves mooses.
Yeah, and a great sketch art. Yeah, just really funny. You ever see the bit where he fucking follows the pizza guy with the tackle box and undercuts him? That's some good shit. All right, what else you see, Tone?
That's it.
Okay, I saw Greta. Do you remember this? Chloe fucking Moretz. something or other.
Yeah. The three name girl.
Yeah. Hit Girl. Okay. So that's that movie where like she finds a purse and the lady, then she like goes and gives it back to the lady and she hangs out with the lady for a little bit, like becomes like friendly with her. And then she finds like a ton of purses with a bunch of names and addresses on them. So these like ladies like leading them throughout the city.
Attracts people there. To, like Hansel and Gretel?
Yeah. But it's Greta. That's why I said like. Okay. Not the same.
Not the exact same, though, dude.
But yeah, so it's like a kind of kidnappy-ish movie type deal. Not bad, not good. Like right down the middle, 5. And Chernobyl, which we already talked about.
Fucking A.
Which I give like right now like a 10. That's perfect for what it's doing.
It's doing it perfectly.
The scene, because I heard somebody talking about it, like the scene where that guy was like basically jelly, but like he was like perfectly fine the day before. Jelly, yeah, like they were saying that that's exactly how it was. Like people would be sick for the first day, and they would just like be perfectly fine the next day.
Yeah.
And their insides would just like
fry. And that is a real thing with radiation poisoning. You have a threshold, then you hit it, and you cool off. And so you feel like you're healing.
Right.
And then you do fall back into it tenfold.
My favorite part about that show is when everybody... But, like, I hate it when people are like, I could see this happening today. But, like, you see, like, where the USSR was, like... They're like with the science. They're like, how does this reactor explode? And they're like, it shouldn't be possible. And they're like, okay, then it didn't happen.
Yeah, then like go just like away, that Russia
logic,
yeah.
Right? Like that logic it's makes 100% sense.
It's very Russian.
But anyway, like if they were like, oh, the sky's on fire. How does the sky catch on fire? I don't know. No, then it's not on fire. Like it makes sense.
One of the sickest parts for me was when they're like, they're not letting kids in Germany play outside, and then it pans to all the kids leaving school.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And the bird
in
dies.
Fucking Chernobyl. Like you're just like. Huh?
Yeah, their radiation warnings are high enough to like keep kids indoors.
Also, are we doing? I love how they explain like how like the effects of it happen and everything like that. Like they don't spoon feed it to you, but at the same time, they do it well enough to if you're dumb, you'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I really enjoyed that. Like
it's horrifying hearing the clicking in scenes.
Oh,
the,
like, that clicking. Is.
Yep.
I'm like, no.
The
no.
thing that killed me is when they put those guys in the scuba suits, and then they're like, let's put the radiation thing on. It's like they already know they're gonna die. What do they need that on them for?
It's horrifying because you can see their skin through
it. Yeah,
the fucking egg basket.
Yeah.
That blew my mind, and like he puts it over his balls. I was like, they're gonna make fun of him for that. I thought they were trying to like prank him.
No, these dudes were legit. Like it'll bounce off the nuts.
You want that to turn into a vagina? I think that was like a line.
Yeah, he does. So in my research for Chernobyl, I got into Fukushima as well. And there's a guy. He was the most irradiated human on Earth, but. It was not at Fukushima. It was at a plant in Japan earlier, like a few years before that. He was actually, I believe it was, he fucking saw a core start in the chamber.
Whoa.
Like on a whoopsie. Didn't know like this bitch was on.
Whoopsie.
And like saw the blue in the fucking water. And so he got irradiated so heavily that
he became a superhuman.
His skin started burning off, the obvious stuff, throwing up. But then doctors kept him alive for 86 days.
Jesus.
Against his family's will, against his will when he could still speak. His fucking skin
pores. I mean, you gotta see what happens.
His skin pores were legit bleeding out all of his blood and his organ like tissue through him. So they had to wrap him up constantly. He became like skin and bones. His marrow was melting in his bones.
It's insanity.
How'd they keep him alive?
So... Full on, they gave him like 16 blood transfusions. His heart would get resuscitated by a fucking, like a zap.
Yeah.
And then they'd also feed him fucking like coma drugs to keep him like sedated during like seizures and different epileptic episodes and shit. Like, so when his nerves were firing,
so like if
he'd be kind of net technically sleeping, then he'd wake up to hell on earth again.
That's what
I'd be like, kill me. And they're like, but we really want to see how far we can take this. Yeah. This is like crazy wild.
Alien 3, dude.
Yep.
Remember when she finds all the Ripleys?
You got to take advantage of that.
Resurrection. I can't remember.
I think Resurrection.
When's the next time somebody's going to be that, like, thrown into a nuclear thing? You know what I mean? Like, you have to, like...
So you're saying you'd be the doctor that goes... But it's crazy to see how this turns out.
Well, it's not like they did it on purpose. They weren't. Well,
against everyone's wishes. Well, right,
but they
his,
weren't like here. Unethical. How about you go into the nuclear room and then we'll see what happens? They're like, we gotta see where this goes.
Before I, because I've seen Chernobyl now.
Yeah,
I would go home to one of my many guns and shoot my fucking head off.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Many guns.
I would just pick one. I go blindly, pow, clean that up. Do some research
on that.
Could
you at least write something as good as Nevermind first? Or?
Oh, wow.
No, I would write on a cigarette, Never Knows Best, and then blow my brains out and make sure I close the door before I do it so the cat and the dog don't get in.
Yeah.
Because of all the radiation.
I'm about to say, the radiation alone.
Oh, walking up the stairs, yeah, soaking wet in it.
Clean that up. There's some dude in a scuba suit, like, son of a bitch.
Whole neighborhood's dead.
This motherfucker.
He came home. What an asshole.
Yeah, he looked into a core.
Well, like that part in like the in episode 3 where like they try to hand that lady the baby and like the nurse is like, no, that baby's gonna kill you. Like, yeah, that's how much radiation's on that baby. You're like, god, that's damn. So fucked
up. It's also wild when they're just like, she's like, hey, hope you're not pregnant. Don't touch anything. What are you doing?
You're pregnant. Like,
hey! Like she's like, I'm going to have a baby. I was like, you think?
And here comes the KBG. I was like, whoa, this is wild.
Yeah. She's over there licking her fingers and shit. Fucking, like, stop it. Rubbing it in her hair.
She's what in there more, making out with what, her jelly husband.
Uh-huh. Like, and what's more fucked up is they're like, yeah, the baby took most of the brunt of it. So that just died.
Hey, you're solid. Shit. There you go.
That's insane.
Just stay out of Alabama. So you'll be all right. You just get rid of it.
All right, so let's hop into Tessa Tony. You watch Roadhouse. Yeah, all right.
Dude, the Roundhouse kicks in this. Get a 10 out of 10.
I don't think that I've ever seen this movie all the way through.
What?
Yeah, huh? No. I think this is like my first like actual watch.
It's amazing.
It's good.
This now, is the first time I got a boner for Sam Elliott.
Yeah, he's the best.
He is great in it. He's, yeah.
His hair whips.
Yeah, he's fantastic. He was in Thank You for Smoking. He was like the Marlboro man. Yeah, he's awesome. Anyways,
he's in The Big Lebowski as well.
That's true. This movie was really good.
You loved it.
I liked it a lot.
You freaking loved it.
I'm going to jump to the end real quick.
Okay? Wow.
All right.
Now,
bold.
The movie is great all the way through, right? And then he meets this doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doc, we'll call her.
That's what he calls her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he's always getting boo-boos.
Yeah.
So,
he's always getting boo-boos.
So he kills
pain don't hurt.
Kills a man near a lake. Yeah. You guys remember the scene?
Pain don't hurt. Sorry, it's the one line he says that's so fucking asinine.
There's a lot of
that. She's like, I'm putting staples in your skull. He's like, pain don't hurt.
You just earned yourself 6 more staples. Come
and
on.
And then she puts a staple in and he's like, ooh, ow.
Ooh, careful, honey.
I mean, I said that like a hard ass, but come on.
Hurt my heart.
Yeah. Jeez.
You get my lump bone. There's
he
a
kills,
lake?
Yeah, he kills a guy next to a lake. Do you remember? And he starts screaming Wesley and throwing him at the dude in the lake.
Yeah.
Floating his body over to him. She's like, oh my God, I got to save this guy's life because I took a Hippocratic oath and I fucking want to save lives and you're just murdering him.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, you piece of shit, runs away. All right, last time you see her, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then he goes. Then he goes on and kills everybody.
Everybody's
and then the
them.
Town comes in and like fucking all murder the Wesley.
Yeah.
And then like cops come, they're like, so what happened? Like, didn't see nothing. The guy's like, oh, polar bear fell on me. And then like the end happens and it's him running into a lake naked with her and she's like, life's great. There was no like drama or like there was not even a talk about like
there's
hey,
no need for
well,
any
Brad
of that
Wesley
in
had been taking care of that because there's a line where I made notes of one of my favorite movies. There's a line where, like, the one guy's like, I've got a connection at the FBI. Where's this guy been for 30 years when this guy took over the town?
Sure. Light and fucking, like,
he owns the
franchise. Taking notes.
Yeah, like, he's just like, I know somebody
find
at the FBI.
Stick.
Like, yeah, what? You mean the murder or the extortion?
I know, like, we just fucking lit this dude's fucking, like, whole, like, life on fire, but we didn't see him do it, guys.
Right.
And there was a monster truck that ran through a fucking...
A car dealership.
Yeah. And
so dope.
And while he stood there and laughed and high-fived motherfuckers, like, patting him on the ass and shit, and, like, they're like, we're waiting to get him, though.
Yeah, Dalton gets... He gets fucking stabbed in, like, the office of the bar, and he's just like, I'm just gonna hang out at the hospital.
That's fine.
Yeah.
No, I fell.
Jasper, Missouri is no joke.
Do some fucking stretches.
Yeah.
Get
but,
ready.
Like,
feng shui.
There was absolutely no, like, fucking... Like, that was
a
dramatic...
I think you're looking for more.
No, there was that was like a fucking like hinge. Like she was like, "Holy shit, fuck you! You're a killer. Yeah. I'm a saver."
But then she saw the town's reaction,
and then no, she didn't, because you don't see her at all.
She's in the background.
No, she's in a lake naked, waiting for him to like fucking be like, "I killed everybody."
Maybe she's had a change of heart. You know?
How do you so in a movie that shows as many 80s boobs as possible for no reason?
I enjoyed that.
Yes, it was great.
Super tits.
But they take the one chick. So like the one
super tits.
Super tits. Well, the one Brad Wesley's wife that like dances at the bar at that one part. Great, top notch movie making.
oh yeah, the cinematography. cinematography.
Oh, it's great. Wow. Lighting.
Can't take a finger of that. Oh, goddamn. Wow.
Stage setting, music, everything perfect. But then they just like take what Doc, like in the last 10 seconds is when you, like, she's the only person you see naked, but like it's in the last 10 seconds for no reason.
Yeah.
Like they could have just went the whole movie without it. They're like,
totally.
If you're going to be a female in this movie and you're not the short brunette, you got to show them. Like that's
for sure.
That's part of the rule.
This movie's completely asinine.
Yeah.
But it's
fun.
It's a good old beer drinking time.
I give it like a 7.5. But what other notes do you have? I know you wrote down a lot.
Oh, dude, I give tons of notes.
Tons of notes.
Tons of notes.
How many notes are about tits, though?
It's peak Patrick Swayze. Like, it's all muscles. He's
Donnie
somehow...
Donnie Darko plays a child molester. Come on. That's a solid role.
No, he said peak of his muscles.
Oh, his muscles, enough, yeah. But, like, he's also, like, the smart guy. And then, like, it's almost like they wrote...
guy.
But yeah. They, like, wrote the movie for somebody else, and then they got Patrick Swayze because they're like, we're gonna shoot for Swayze and not really think we're
Who
gonna get him.
Who else could have played that?
Well, no one. I think somebody taller, and I think
Dolph
that's
Lundgren.
Somebody, I don't know.
The joke of every like, I thought you'd be
taller. I thought you'd be tall. They had
they
to
stole
have
from
like
Star Wars. I know you hate the franchise and shit, but.
But like Aren't they had to, they had to like write that in. They're like, this guy's gonna be the superhero of this town, and then they had to write it in. I feel like that was an afterthought.
Well, I think you needed the fucking like oh shit, like he can't do shit, and he's like, I'm fucking Taekwondo motherfucker, and starts taking heads off. I think you needed like the little dude.
Yeah, kinda. Where he's like real chill,
well, Bruce Lee. Yeah,
drinking coffee at the bar
exactly.
instead of drinking.
The toughest looking dude.
Exactly, but he
but
is kind of tough.
Dude.
Yeah. But he's got the coolest intro ever when he smashes that guy's face through the table, and then like the blind guitar player is like, his name is Dalton. Like that's fucking
now,
sick. Like,
I will say this is what kind of bothered me too. So he's like, hey, don't trash the place. Take it outside. Right after he puts a dude through a table.
Well, he tells them in the rules, they're like, he's always saying, be nice, because that's rule number three.
I get that.
And they're like, when will you know it's time not to be
when
nice?
When I tell you.
When I he's telling them that was a time not to be nice.
I understand, but like, why fuck up the place?
His way or the highway. Get over
because
it,
because when you're hip-tossing people, tables get in the way.
Not hip-tossing. He fucking,
took his head. Whack.
Yeah, he takes him by the hair and puts him through half of a round table.
What else are you going to hit him on? The floor?
His fist? He has a lot of those.
No, dude. Sometimes you need a table to save your fist power.
I don't know.
But like, the only part of the movie that I hate...
You're looking for errors.
No, I was just looking at it critically.
Way more generally.
The only part that I hate more than anything is when that guy walks in and they're like... They're drinking and having a good time. And then he's like, you're too stupid, have a good time. But right before that, they're like... Watch the left boot. And then they just like spend all of their like 1988... production budget on making that boot blade shine for like a second because they're like,
very dope.
They might as well have just like put an arrow on it. Just like here it is.
Like I actually kind of enjoyed that part. That's weird. I was like, they were like left boot, and I was like, oh shit, he saw it from over there.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's got fucking eagle eyes.
Cling. 9.5 out of 10.
9.5. Tony?
6.5.
Okay.
Whoa.
Well, I gave it a 7.5.
Muscles can only go so far.
I've seen it 1,000
times.
Especially
when
I'm
more of
like...
an over-the-top fan.
All right, so movie of the week.
What are you
going
to bring Stallone into it for?
Because he's tough. He's got a job to do. Big muscles. Wrestling.
Tony's choice.
What?
Rim of the World.
No, don't say call it Tony's choice.
That
sounds like
was.
Sophie's choice. Like,
it
which one are
well
we going to put down?
Yeah, well, this movie
I'd
for
put
sure.
this movie down, but I'd put a lot that you've
okay
tortured me.
Sure.
Over the years.
Sometimes.
He has blindly gone, Netflix original? Aeon? Sure.
Anno. Let's do it.
Anno, great. Anno. Whatever.
When I saw like Anno. The artwork for it, like when you scroll up, because Rim of the World sounds super fun. I was like, all right, cool. It's going to be a sci-fi bullshit movie.
Well,
I thought it was going to be fun.
A little preview? Yeah.
No. As soon as I saw the kids on there, I was like, God damn it.
See,
like,
I was a little bummed, but then it started, and I was like, okay, I can handle this.
I started buying into
and
it.
And then
but...
the fucking one kid, like the black kid, like his dad's like the fucking owner of like a
Mercedes
dealership. Yeah.
But not really.
Yeah, not anymore, dude. Oh. And this is going to come out now. We're all strong. We need friends. Anyways, fucking
sucks ass.
Dude,
it's
he was
terrible.
Making references that he would never know about.
I know.
I don't like when they write characters.
Like a 30-year-old, like...
Yeah, how old was he? How old are they supposed to be in the movie?
They were supposed to be 14.
13 or some shit.
13, 14. They don't drive. That's why driving was so crazy.
They don't even look... How do you look when you're 13, 14?
I actually enjoyed that. They actually did look like 13-year-olds.
I thought they looked younger.
I'm around 13-year-olds all day, like... That's
they
a middle
like,
school
okay.
age.
They look like little kids still, some of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 7th or 8th grade. Middle school is what those kids were.
Because I remember, I still look like I'm in middle school, but like, I remember going to like fucking 7th grade and being like, we're all kids. Yeah. And then we went to school with fucking 12th graders as well. They're like, they're all adults.
Why is everyone talking about this sex stuff? I'm hard on Legos.
Yeah, I heard they pee on each other. I don't know.
It's weird. What's happening.
No, but I like that they like casted it as like 13-year-olds, not like, yeah, we're 13, but they look like they're 24.
But that kid was very... Like, when you hear Juno speaking, I'm like, yeah, she's a high schooler.
She actually sold it better than this?
Better than this kid, because he's young, yeah.
He's young,
a stupid character for a 12-year-old, yeah.
He was, like, good enough, like, acting-wise and shit like that, but, like, the references, the writing, I'm just like, this is too heady.
Honestly, there were parts that were just such blatant fun. Either, I don't call them homages when they're so blatant that it's not well done. And there were so many. There
like
was
Independence Day.
Independence Day like three times.
Yeah.
The Jurassic Park.
100%.
E.T., the bicycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The
bicycles made me angry.
Why?
Just blood red. Because they were just like, oh, we're going to be... I've never ridden a bicycle before, and now we're just like going down like fucking Runyon Canyon. Yeah. Like,
You know the part that bothered me the most about that? I was like, those don't even have speeds on them.
No.
You're telling me this kid's going through the mountains?
For 70 miles?
Yeah, a BMX bike fixed here? Motherfucker!
Dude, just going up like a fucking like 5% grade, you'd be like, my legs are breaking.
I just carry it, yeah.
First time on a bike, too.
Oh, yeah, first time.
That is annoying.
I was glad when he fell. This movie sucked ass. Like,
the mall CGI scene was garbage. Was like,
the CGI, dude, there was one texture moment where they could have spent a couple more bucks. It was like the hand, and I was like, wow, that looks like
it's
PlayStation
the only
3
thing
glasses.
To look at, yeah.
Graphics.
What makes, I almost feel like they wanted to make it a series, and then they just ran out of shit to write.
Do you guys,
like,
remember we already made Stranger Things, right?
Yeah.
That's what I was like, this is Stranger Things mixed with the Goonies.
Super 8.
Mixed with, like...
Like, it felt like a bad version of Super 8.
I was hoping for a good Stand By Me, like, crew of kids.
Well, all right, they weren't terrible, but, like, when fucking the Asian girl started talking, I was like, ooh, man, I liked her silent. Like,
well, I was kind of a little, I was like, can they be more stereotypical in their casting? Because they've got, like, the nerdy redheaded kid who's been in every child movie for the last 30 years.
Like, is it want to watch War Games?
Right, the Asian chick who doesn't talk, but she's kind of kooky, like... And then they break it halfway through. Like, could you decide what this character is going to be?
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got like the strange kid who came out of the mountain, and then they're just like,
"He used to be in juvie.
I got out of juvie, so I can't go home. Everybody's dead, you dumb shit,
stupid moron. Your mom's probably missing you too, or she's dead as fuck.
No, right. My mom isn't missing me. I just got out of juvie.
Yeah, like, you didn't want to see me.
Like,
I'm
what did you do?
Criminal.
Did you kill your dad?
The spree of murder. She won't forgive me yet.
Yeah, she's still a little bummed. Whatever. Yeah,
like, he's fucking Dexter.
At least I have this greaser haircut with my white tee. Like, I was like, what the fuck? This is like paint by colors.
Yeah, how did you get out of juvie in that outfit? Like, was he just, I'm going to dress like James Dean and then just like walk out?
He's like, now you're packing
Marlboros. Yeah,
I can roll
it up.
Take some Lucky Strikes.
Yeah, that was
weird.
Anyone
got any bearing grease for my hair?
needs to look like jelly.
Yeah.
That's what makes it look slick.
Anyway, also, these kids are getting hit by like fucking like doors from spaceships, headbutted each other, thrown off cliffs.
Dude,
I was like,
when the alien mouth fucked a child.
Correct.
I was like, and they made that joke. I was like,
you should be pretty worn out from getting punched and mouth fucked by an alien.
I almost
like,
wish they would have gone like super hard R and just had these kids like.
That was the only redeeming quality to me. Was like the really camp dirty... was so cool. Like like the black guy who was like, oh, get the fuck. Like he was cussing in front of the mom when he was dropping him off. I was like, I could watch this guy all day.
He's funny as shit.
And they try to add so much heart to it. I'm like, no, just make it a comedy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why do we need the heart?
Just make it corny.
Not the good.
No,
that I wanted it to be.
Not the good.
It was not the good that I was hoping for.
I agree.
With this original, because it looked enthralling from the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, we've all sat through.
Tony, what do you give it?
Horrible 4.5 picks.
I'm on a 1. Like, there's no...
Wow.
There's no reason I would ever watch it again.
I agree with that, but that's like the below 5 for us.
I would say, like, a 1 is like, I can't visually stand what's being done.
Tony,
versus if it's
up.
On USA and I'm sick and there's nothing out, The Bachelor,
not even
not
that.
On,
not even.
I wouldn't let it roll.
Not even that. No, because I'm.
I'll watch the news more. I've already seen it.
Like, I don't like the Goonies, and yes, whatever. I saw it when I was 22 for the first time.
I saw Late in Life, too. And I don't. I like it for what it is, but it's not a movie
I'll
that
never
I'm
watch
like,
it again.
Oh my God, this is like perfect.
But, like, that's what.
It didn't, like, brand my childhood. Like, Stand
By
Me is like
that. Did you guys have
friends
as kids?
Yeah, that's why we didn't watch movies.
Yeah. I went outside.
Ow. Ow.
You know, I had a bike. I came home before the streetlights were on.
Then I watched movies.
Then I tried to call people. They never answered.
Anyone want a baby Ruth?
No.
I watched cool shit like Scorpion King. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, when
like,
you were a kid?
Yeah. That was one of my favorite movies when I was a kid.
I had a little bit of like Arrested Development, so I was like watching like Power Rangers at a very late age, like keeping it a secret from my friends late age, like keeping up on it and shit like that. So,
Yeah. I did that with Dawson's Creek. Like no one in middle school was trying to talk about Dawson. I was like, Pacey and Dawson, dude.
Nobody wanted to talk to me about the OC, so you I get it. Like I was big into the OC.
Like I couldn't imagine you in seventh grade like knowing how relationships actually work and shit like that, or like a seemingly version of it, like that drama of just being like, I just
enthralled by it.
I like, need a Pacey in my life.
Oh, you can't couldn't see me being enthralled by that film.
More so, just the fact that like you're that young, and I know how emotional you are as a
Dawson's
human.
Dawson's Creek book. And it was bios.
That is terrifying.
I know.
It was Katie Holmes.
Weird. It was a weird point in my life, man.
Katie Holmes lives like 5 minutes away from where my mom lives.
Oh
no,
that's cool.
And yep, right in Goodyear,
right
Heights.
Outside of Toledo.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Why?
You could just drive right by her. She grew up in Toledo.
Is that where like, Dave Chappelle lives?
He's down Dayton.
Okay.
Dayton, that's right.
But yeah, she grew up outside of Toledo, and then there's just like a real fancy spot up by the river there. You can like drive by it. Like all the fence is like blacked out and shit, so you can't just take pictures of it. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you done this?
I've driven by her house. It's like, it's right off the fucking street. Like, you just drive by it.
Of course, I high-fived her.
Yeah.
Pacey! Is that her name?
No, Joey.
Was Pacey a dude?
Pacey was the other dude. He was the dark-haired dude, and Dawson was blonde.
So, next week, Tony, what are we going to watch? Tessa, Tony, I grabbed Angus. It's on Vudu for free.
What's that?
You don't remember Angus?
No.
All right, so movie of the week is Angus.
I've never seen it.
That's what I'm saying. Movie of the week is now that.
What is Angus?
It's about a fat kid, the redhead kid, and like he goes to prom and like it's like shitty, but like it's awesome. It's like early 90s, 93.
Yeah, why don't we just watch Heavyweights?
Dude, no. Do you not? I love Angus.
I think I remember it, and it probably depressed me.
Do you remember Angus?
Because I'm like a fat, lonely kid.
I
forgot.
I came here for one reason.
Yeah, Armageddon. I get it.
I don't have to watch movies. I listen to you guys.
That's very true.
So
well, we recommend them to you.
So subscribe, and I'm busy.
Yeah, that's fair. Well, at least you listen.
You really want to watch a sad fat kid movie?
Do you not remember it?
No.
Okay, so we'll do that for movie of the week. What do you want to watch for Tessa Tony?
That feels like a test already.
Well, no. I mean, it is a test of your endurance, but you haven't seen it, so I don't want to make it, you know. Dude, Angus is good. I loved Angus growing up.
God, I think I hate the actor because he looks like a weird ginger.
He wasn't in like anything. Oh, no, that kid was afterwards, but like the main role wasn't in anything. Like his mom's a piece of shit, if I remember correctly.
Yeah,
I
got it's like really a Cruella good. DeVille going.
No, like a fucking fat, like I'll burn cigarettes out on your fat ass, you dumb piece of shit type shit.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's like super like bully heavy and stuff like that. It's a tight movie.
I'm going to really love it.
Selling the shit out of this, dude.
Yeah, dude. Fucking bullies rule, dude.
We'll do Clockwork Orange. For Tessa Tony?
No.
Why not?
Because I just don't want to watch Clockwork Orange. It's another depressing pile of shit.
I don't like that movie.
It's not that fun.
It's weird. They
Gothica?
Just like.
Huh?
Gothica?
Kill yourself. Kill it.
Come on, dude.
Biodome.
That's right. Okay, we'll do Biodome.
That's a happy one.
Well,
it is. There's a lot of good jokes that are right up your alley.
When was the last time you saw it?
Trust me.
It was like recently,
you'll
right?
It. You'll love it.
I probably will.
Tons
All right, Ray Roberts, thank you for joining us, sir.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming in.
Until next time, never say Armageddon.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
I'm like, dude, I've been hung up on by this guy, and he was like, well, I can get you a quote. I said, I don't want a fucking quote from your goddamn company. All I want is removed from your fucking call list.
Dan, I'm let's like, take a step back here.
Just
I can save you a lot
trick.
Of money on car insurance.
I'm like, my name is Sean, not fucking Jeremy Ackleberry.
They're like, that's a long name.
Sounds like you're pretty riled up there. You need life insurance?
I was angry.
Yeah, you might be dying soon. We can cover you on that. Great plans.
Lousy Weather Media, available on iTunes, Stitcher, and lousyweathermedia.com.
Welcome to this week's commercial for the Lousy Wrestling Podcast. I'm Sean.
I'm Derek.
And we have been voted the number one shittiest wrestling podcast in America. Listen to us talk about wrestling.
Poor wrestling.
Hi out there in Lousy Weather Media Network land. Do you hate stuff?
I hate stuff.
No, you hate stuff. I'm trying to figure out if the listeners out there...
Do you hate stuff? You listening right now, do you hate stuff? There's got to be something you hate.
Well, some of those things might match up with some of the things we talk about on Let the Hate Flow Through You, a podcast done by me, Jeremy Shear, and El Hordano Diablo.
That's me.
Yeah, he's late on the cues, but he's a firebrand.
But quick on the brews.
Quick on the... he is. He's got a drinking problem, and I hate it.
And Jeremy hates it.
Yeah, I hate it. I hate your drinking problem.
That's fine.
I hate your fat belly.
You love that.
Okay, that's true. I do love his fat belly.
But he hates me.
We'll get into that on Let the Hate Flow Through You, which we release every Monday.
Because everybody hates Mondays.
I really fucking hate you.
I hate you too.
Goddamn Garfield-ass motherfucker.
I hate recording commercials. I'm done.
Now recording Chris Clem's Cavs Cast number 50. Chris Clem.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
Basketball is my favorite sport. Talk about the way they dribble up and down the court. Just like I'm the king of the podcast field. LeBron and the Cavs are the king of the world. I like slam dunks, trash talking in the booth. The podcast is funny and it is the truth. Download it now with Lousy Weather Media. Cause it's Chris Clem's Cavs Cast available now.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, now a part of Lousy Weather Media. Find it at lousyweathermedia.com or chrisclem.net/podcast. Chris Clem's Cavs Cast, it's fantastic.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.